It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. More than 1 million New Yorkers have downloaded the state's COVID app. It's supposed to determine if you've been in close proximity to someone confirmed to have the virus. But WNYC's Gwen Hogan says there's a long way to go before it has widespread practical use. She joins us now to explain. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, David.
This app was launched in New York on October 1st. 2 months have gone by. Are people using it?
Some people for sure are. 1.1 million people have downloaded it, so that's not nothing. But that's about 5% of New Yorkers. And some research has suggested you'd need way more people to download it for it to be truly effective. Over the last 2 months, the state says just 800 people were notified about potential exposure through the app.
800 people.
Yes. And in that time, to put that in perspective, about 180,000 New Yorkers have tested positive for COVID. So we're talking about a very small fraction of potential new infections.
Yeah. I feel like we heard a lot about this app right after its launch, but not so much lately. Is there a push to get more people to know about it?
Great question. And you're right. You haven't heard much about it because actually Governor Andrew Cuomo has not mentioned it once in his press briefings since he announced it on October 1st. And Dr. Dennis Nash, he's a professor of epidemiology at CUNY School of Public Health. I asked him about this silence, and he said that it was perplexing.
There doesn't seem to be any real systematic strategy to get it out to a large number of people so that it can really have the coverage and impact that it promises.
I asked the state health department about this. They say they're advertising the app on social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok, and they didn't specifically respond to the question about why the governor wasn't talking about it more regularly.
Okay, well, Gwen, how does this app actually work? And could it potentially change how the state contact traces new COVID infections if it does get more widely used?
So if you have the app on your phone and you stand next to someone who also has the app on their phone for more than 10 minutes, less than 6 feet apart, it does this little digital handshake that's stored. And then later, if one of the two of you test positive, that's when the information is more useful. Theoretically, if it is more widely adopted, it could let you know about more potential exposures to COVID that you didn't know about. Julie Samuels is the director of Tech NYC, which helped coordinate the development and rollout of New York's app.
You can start to paint a fuller picture of what's around you, and then you can start to make more informed decisions about levels of risk.
That could be helpful. According to a study from the city's health department that my Gothamist colleague Liz Kim reported on, about 50% of people the city interviewed said they didn't know where they caught the virus.
Have other apps like New York's been used successfully elsewhere?
Yeah. So this specific kind of Bluetooth technology developed by Apple and Google has been rolled out in apps for about 24 states and several European countries and Australia. But so far in the U.S., we haven't seen widespread adoption of them. So it's kind of hard to say at this point how they'll work in the United States. There is more widespread use in some European countries to varying degrees of success. Ireland, for example, has one of the highest adoption rates, about 34% of adults. And there, about 500 close contacts were notified of exposure on the app last week.
What about the Asian countries like Taiwan, China, South Korea? Haven't they been using apps and technology to help stop the spread of COVID since early spring?
Yes, but we've also seen a higher use of digital surveillance altogether.
You mean digital surveillance, whether you download it or not?
Right, exactly. You know, Singapore has something that is sort of similar to New York's app. It's a Bluetooth system, and they've even actually been distributing Bluetooth devices to elderly people and children who might not have access to smartphones. But again, they also have a mandatory digital check-in system with QR codes for workers. So again, it's really hard to draw comparisons with how this specific app in New York might be rolled out. Overall, there are other questions about the accuracy of the Bluetooth technology itself. Who doesn't have access to smartphones? And of course, how many people will download it is ultimately the key for this to even have the potential of working in New York. So there's a lot still up in the air.
Gwen Hogan is a reporter in the WNYC newsroom. Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you, David.